Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Some repairs were approved for the Emley Township Hall, and approval was given for a site plan as well. The Board of Trustees approved the $1,775 bid of a company to repair the Township Hall, do some floor work, fix a ceiling leak, and install cold air returns for efficiency. With that done, the board approved a site plan that was recommended by the township's planning commission. The board approved allowing the business at 237 Graham Road to have a gravel surface. In addition, the board approved the planning commission meetings to be done on the third Tuesday of each month. Also, there will be some road work done this season. Work on summer roads will cost $138,000, and $30,100 will be spent on the effort to control dust on gravel roads. During the meeting, it was announced that the pickleball courts and the splash pad have now been opened for the season. And another news for today. Blue Star Mothers Thumb Chapter of Michigan 178 were happy to make up 180 snack bags for the veterans and their guardians who were picked to go on the Honor Flight Mission 26 to Washington, D.C., a journey honoring the veterans' service and sacrifice during World War II, the Korean War, or the Vietnam War. Two local Huron County men were picked to go on this flight, Bob Haldane and Dan Little, both of whom are Vietnam vets. Blue Star mother Marcia Janik and her husband Marv Janik, who is a Navy veteran, delivered the bins of bag snacks to the Flint Bishop Airport back on Tuesday morning of June the 16th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST. And we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the city of Croswell has announced the long-awaited Sunburn Bridge refacing project will be starting. The announcement claims that the project is expected to begin tomorrow, Monday, June the 22nd, if the weather permits. The work is expected to be completed around the date of September the 4th. And another news for today. The Almont Township Board of Trustees have announced there will be a special board meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 25th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 819 North Main Street, will cover several issues. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to review a contract for limestone, a proposed contract for the August homecoming fireworks, account payable contracts, and a police contract. The board has been negotiating a contract for law enforcement coverage for several months now. The board conducted a public hearing in May regarding a proposed special assessment of 2.7 mils to fund the police department. If approved, the millage rate would generate around $740,057 for the department and would cost the property owner of an $80,000 home roughly around $108 per year. The contract that the township has had with the village of Almont expires this month. However, the township is still negotiating a law enforcement contract with the Almont Village Police Department, as well as with the Lapeer Sheriff's Department for coverage. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. The latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.